I don't know about you, but that was a sweet time of prayer for me. So thank you for your prayer, and I hope you appreciate your time to be with your Heavenly Father when we do this corporate prayer. I do want to thank you for the opportunity to go see my mom. She was far better than what I was expecting to encounter. My mom is 91. And her little baby boy took her to the beach. She walked about 6 feet into the sand. She got to smell the ocean breeze. We got to see God's creation. Tracy and I got to walk in the water in March. That's just not natural. So it was a rude awakening to come home to 3 inches of snow. But continue to pray for my mom. Encourage us where we have been since the beginning of the year. For the past 2 months, we have been talking about the hope we possess that gives us the ability to live joy-filled lives. That was the first message you heard this year, that Jesus has invited us to have an intimate, personal, meaningful relationship with him. These are the things we need to think on as we drive, as we appreciate the snow, as we go through the hard times of life. We notice that we have power and authority in Jesus' name. These are all things we've been discussing. And because of this, we're to be growing in our faith walk and producing fruit. Sure, I appreciate your prayer that there are positions we can fill if it's a prayer warrior, announcement person, making hoagies, pies, and everything. Let's make ourselves available. We want to produce fruit, and we have opportunities through everything we do as a community of believers, whether it's making pies or serving, what is it, pot pie. These are opportunities to communicate the gospel that will produce fruit, fruit that lasts. Amen. This is only going to happen when we're building on a foundation that has already been laid with good materials like praise and worship and God's word. And one more. What is that? Prayer. Are these the things that you actively do as you go about your time through the week? Are you seeing God's hand at work when you see the snow-laden trees and the little islands covered with snow and just the beauty of his creation? That's praise. We worship him. So moving forward today, I want to encourage you to be the church. To do this, we need to be walking by faith in obedience through the doors God has opened for us to walk. To be the church God desires, we need to understand a few things about ourselves and how God works through us in the good times and, more often than not, in the challenges this life throws our way. This is why it's important to have faith in Christ, our sure foundation that's already been laid. This is what he will build his church on. It takes faith to be used of God. Listen to this message from Max Lucado, because he kind of, me and him go way back. But he has a message entitled About Faith. So I want you to hear these words. Faith is the belief that God is real and that God is good. It is a choice to believe that the one who made it all hasn't left it all and that he still sends light into the shadows and responds to gestures of faith. Faith is the belief that God will do what is right. It's been said that the more hopeless our circumstance, the more likely your salvation. The greater your cares, the more genuine your prayers. The darker the room, the greater the need for light. God's help is near and always available, but it is only given to those who seek it. My desire is that we would seek it. Let's pray. Father, there's no doubt that we live in a dark world. Help us to see today that you are the light to be following when fear or doubt set in. Increase our faith, Lord. Give us new understanding that you are the chief cornerstone that never falters or fails when we take our stand in the power of Christ alone. I pray that we would seek you first to become the church you would have us be.
In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ, I bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand.
You know, from all the valuable information stored in God's Word, we see His provision, His strength, His power proclaimed through many different references. These are just a few. I am the Lord, the God of every person on the earth. Nothing is impossible for me. Jeremiah 32:27. The eternal God is my refuge and dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33:27. You are my hiding place from every storm of life. You even keep me from getting into trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. Psalm 32:7. if you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. Psalm 91, 9 through 11. The Lord is my light and the one who saves me. I fear no one. The Lord protects my life. I'm afraid of no one. Psalm 27, 1. These insights are found in the Bible to help us as followers of Christ to trust God and do His will. And when you read God's Word, He reminds you He is still in control. What we need to do is trust Him and obey Him. So if you would at this time, if you'd stand, take the hymnal in front of you, we're going to sing page 349. If you'd be willing to stand for that. You know, God's Word offers prayers we can adopt and apply to our lives. I would love to invite you to do that. Consider Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Some may already pray it. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxieties, and see if there's any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. You know, when it comes to serving the Lord, anxiety and fear are not in the equation. They're not from God. According to Matthew 6, 27, we need to understand, this is God's word, worrying and being anxious will not add one unit of measure to our stature, stature, or to the span of our life. And when you read further in Matthew chapter 6 at verse 34, we're told not to worry about anxiety and fear or worry, because tomorrow we'll have enough worries and anxieties of its own. We need to claim what Mark 4:19 tells us. I will not let the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. To be the church God desires, we're to produce fruit. And this will not take place when we're caught up in the fears of what will people think of me if, or not being able to answer a question concerning God. I don't know all the answers, so you ask me a question I don't know, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know, I'll get back to you. Don't let that get you caught up from serving the Lord. Do you agree with Philippians 4:6-7? Will your faith allow you to say, I am not anxious about anything because of my faith, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, I present my request to God. And the benefit? The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, which rises above all understanding, guards my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. Isaiah says in chapter 26, verses 3 and 4, you, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you. So trust the Lord always, because he is our rock forever. I've been preaching foundation for a month now. Are you standing on the rock, on the foundation that has already been laid, which is Jesus Christ? The instruction found in 1 Peter 5:7 is to give all your worries to God because he cares about you. In John 14:1, Jesus himself says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. You know, early on in my journey of serving the Lord, my good friend and mentor introduced me to Psalm 61:1. I was probably 26 or 27 at the time, and I didn't fully grasp the insight that had been shared with me. I've since learned that through the years of serving the Lord, we need to acknowledge that his anointing is on us. Thank you for the agreement. What Isaiah 61:1 has to say is applicable to you as well. You know, maybe today you too would adapt what it has to say. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the suffering and afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to announce liberty to captives, and to open the eyes of the blind. There's so much more. Let the scales be removed. Let the blinders be taken off. Allow God to do a work in you, in us, in me, so we can be what he created us to be. 2 Corinthians 1:21 states, it is God who confirms and makes me steadfast and establishes me in Christ and has consecrated and anointed me, endowing me with gifts of the Holy Spirit. What we need to do is get out of the boat and face our giants. We have the power of the Holy Spirit to make them shake and fall when we listen to and believe the voice of truth.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat I'm in, onto the crashing waves. step out of my comfort zone to the realm of the unknown where Jesus is. And he's holding out his hand, but the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, oh, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, oh, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. If the stone was just the right size to put the giant on the ground, and the waves, they don't seem so high on top of them looking down, I will soar with the wings of eagles when I stop and listen to the sound of Jesus ringing over me. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe. I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
You know, according to 2 Corinthians 3:18, again, it's God's word. It's God's truth from me to you. We all show the Lord's glory. And we are being changed to be like Him. This change in us brings even greater glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. We've been focusing on this for 2 months. And now we're going to try and enact it. Listen, the Spirit lives within you, church. Understand that. Don't be afraid of it. Fear, worry, anxiety is not of God. We're going to walk in newness of power through Him as you listen for His voice. Be willing to work outside of your personal comfort zone. It's not comfortable. But don't be overwhelmed if you feel ill-equipped. Be open and receptive to His leading, because at the end of the day, the results are not up to you and me. What God desires is that you are available and obedient And when you are, His will be done. And you will be a blessing to those around you. You know, maybe the chorus of this last hymn would be your prayer today. How about if you stand, find page 452 in your hymnal. We're going to close with this hymn. Think about the words as you sing them, especially the chorus. Close with the words I was going to begin the service with. I love God's timing because it's always perfect. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 4. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Reflect Him well this week as you go serve your King. Be blessed. Amen.